Your walls, you're thinking.
Maybe
dead.
I'm just dead and you guys don't know it yet.
Maybe this is the Matrix and nothing's real.
Oh, snap. Incision.
Welcome to another mini pop from Comic Pop Library. We just finished listening to Phoenix Ashes Setsunai, and we are going to be reviewing the band's Phoenix Ash during this episode. And I am Richard, along with
Chris,
Matt,
April.
And today we're going to be discussing the San Francisco based band Phoenix Ash. Their influence is J-Rock, and for audience members that don't know what J-Rock is, that is Japanese rock. It comes over from Japan, and if you're into the anime very much, most of your patrons will know what J-Rock is. It's just like regular rock here in America. They just put a J in front of it, so you know it's from Japan. One of the things they like to do is they have one album out already called Transcend. You can purchase that from iTunes for 99 cents a song, like everything else. You can get us.
Oh, God. What was that?
Oops. Keep going.
What was Keep going. That? You're telling me not to break things.
What'd you do?
I don't know. There's a clip here or whatever. I turned it and it went.
Okay.
But it's one of those that you just kind of see out of the corner of your eyes. So everybody goes, what the?
Oh, just put your hands in your lap. Just
fill my head.
Oh, God. Ho, ho, ho.
That's are oops. We ever going to get done?
We aren't getting none of this
time. Okay.
But their first album is on, their first album is Transcend, which is on iTunes that you can purchase. Their individual singles for 99 cents. There are two songs from that album that are not available anywhere else except from a physical album. And you have to buy that from their website. And that is phoenix-ash.com. And if you want to spell it out, it's Phoenix, P-H-O-E-N-I-X, the hyphen mark or dash that some people call. And then A-S-H.com. We'll also have a link to their website in the podcast release notes. But that is one of the unique things that they do. They do not have those two songs available on iTunes or anything. They want people to buy the album to get those two extra songs. They are doing that for the same for their current album that they're releasing piece by piece, and it is called From Dust.
Yeah.
And one of the things is that they are releasing these singles free of charge on their website before they go to iTunes. So you can get the singles and download them. After a while, of course, they'll be available on iTunes as well for 99 cents. Their albums, I believe, are only, I want to say, 8 or 10 songs long. And once they get finished releasing the 8 songs, then you have to buy the album to get the last two songs, because they won't release those to the public unless you buy the album again. So that is one of the unique things that they do. And we said that their sound is definitely a rock, not a screamo, or would you call it? We said hair band, but would you say metal or just
hair? It's not band? A metal band.
No, it's not. It's not metal. Mm-mm. It's closer to the hair band rock, yeah. I thought.
Okay. And I know one of the things I always comment about, and we do have an interview with them that's further back in the feed that we have with them. We discussed one of their songs called New Journey, and it was reminiscent of me to a Journey song. And I think Steve Perry, I don't know if you would classify him, he's kind of in between a pop and a rock sound, that hair bandish time period. So that's where one of their influence was. And April, you said there was one that kind of sounded like a country western, but the
Dead or Alive,
right?
Yeah, one of them really, like, there's just the beginning of it. Like, yeah.
And if you listen to the interview, they do kind of say yes, that was some of their cues for that, for those two songs. The songs that are out on this current album, I don't know if they really can tell that they're J-rock influenced as much as you can on the first album.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think? Anybody? Anybody?
I don't know.
I've heard anything from their second album.
I've only heard the one song, but from what I heard, I think it's kind of going towards more of an American rock.
American feel?
Closer, yeah, to the J-rock.
And the first one, you can definitely tell the influences. There's a couple of songs that I really thought could be Lynn from animation opening or closing, because
mm-hmm.
April Logan and I have watched so much anime, you kind of get a feel for what the openings and closings are like, and they kind of felt that way. And there was one song that I thought took a lot of guts to put out there, and that was, and I don't have the listing in front of me for the Transcend album, but it was completely instrumental.
Yeah, and you really liked that one.
Mm-hmm. So it was kind of one of those that I enjoyed with that, because a lot of bands are a little scared to put out just a pure instrumental on there. And like I said, I apologize to them. I do not have the titles in front of me to actually say which one that is.
Yeah.
But I can't remember off the top of my head. And April's not using her iPad to help.
That's because it's not.
Is it not working?
No, not really. It's having technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties.
User error.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's probably right, though. That's probably right.
One of the things they did comment on, they have, like I said, they have the first album out. They've been on a hiatus for a couple of years. This From Dust album of theirs is their latest releases that will be accumulated into an album. They mentioned on the interview that when the con circuit starts back up, they will start probably getting some contacts and scheduling some performances for the probably some animation conventions and possibly even some fantasy or sci-fi conventions to get back out on the circuit. But this is one where, as a librarian, if you wanted to purchase this, even if you could mention it to your fans of the anime, but I think just saying that it's a rock band would be fine as well. And you're not giving them a disservice, because they are a rock band and they sing in English. They said later on they might do some Japanese lyrics, but right now they're just concentrated on English lyrics. So this would be a fit that would fit right in with your rock section without any problem. If they were singing in Japanese, I could see where that might be a specialized area where you might want to put it, whether within the rock band or a world
area. I think they should start mixing it, I guess, like on the album, like have some English, some Japanese.
It'd be neat if they could. And future albums, they might.
Mm-hmm.
But that's...
That's pretty much it.
Pretty much
really.
It. I enjoyed the music. It's mm-hmm. It's one of those where I'm not going to say I enjoyed the complete all of both albums, but I definitely liked certain selections. Their albums, I believe, are about $10 a piece.
Yeah, they're pretty cheap.
So it's not going to... It's a pretty reasonable price. Just to bring in a new atmosphere into your collection unless you're in the San Francisco area, you're not going to know about them. So if this is something that you want to expand on your indie rock area, I guess you can start a collection. I guess that's what we're doing is the indie band.
You could use
band,
it as
so.
as a J-rock starter.
Yes.
If you want somebody to get into J-rock but don't want to like expose them completely at the very beginning, you could slowly ease them into it, you know, this group.
True. It would be a good transition album for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see that very well as well. But we enjoyed visiting with the guys. I know that it's been a little while since we visited with them. We've been backlogged to a degree, and we finally were able to sit down and record these shows for them. We definitely had a great time visiting with them, and we wish them the best of luck.
Yep.
And all that they do. If you're ever going to the conventions, check out who's playing. You might be at one of the conventions that they're playing at here. And definitely check out the website. Again, that's phoenix-ash.com. So, and librarians,
pick it up.
This is one that I think your rock fans will enjoy. And as I was saying, we definitely enjoyed visiting with the band Phoenix Ash and the guys that were there for us. We appreciate Aaron with all his time setting up the interview and giving us the links to listen to their music and have an opportunity to listen to them. And we are going to be leaving out with their song Amber Glow from their album Transcend. And we hope everybody out there is having fun. We're having fun. Have a good one, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.